Okay, yeah, maybe, yeah, together we start the chanting. Let us compose our mind, feel how the faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully begin the morning chanting. The first section is dedication of offerings. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha.
The blessed one.
The teaching so completely explained to him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciple, who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to thee, the Blessed One, the Holy One, and the Fully Enlightened One. For those who just came in, we are doing the morning chanting on page 6, retreat version of the chanting book. Now we will chant 2.3, homage to the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of God and human. He is awake and holy in this world with his God, demons, and kind spirit, his seeker and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant the praise to the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones, disciples, who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths of the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples.
Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly in this, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness or disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved one and outright possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way.
In addition, he further instructed Rupam Anicyam, Vedana Anicca, Sanya Anicca, Sankara Anicca, Vinyanam Anicca, Rupam Anatta, Vedana Anatta, Sanya Anatta, Sankara Anatta, Vinyanam Anatta, Sabbe Sankara Anicca, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of the Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice led us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Now we will do the closing homage. Yeah? We will chant together.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Svākkhāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Suparipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sangham namami.
Okay, you all can be seated. We still have a bit of time, we can do some reflection. Okay, turn to page 22. Reflection on universal well-being. Oh, sorry. Page 21, we do this one first. Reflection on sharing blessings. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration through the goodness that arises from our practice. May my spiritual teacher and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world,
may the highest gods and evil forces,
celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of them, may those who are friendly, indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life.
May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless through the goodness that arises from my practice. And through this act of sharing, may all desire and attainment and all harmful state of mind quickly cease. Until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth, may I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all this, may darkness and delusion be expelled.
Okay. I think today we do just this reflection is enough. Huh? Okay. Okay, we still got about 12 minutes. Before we start the meditation, which is from 9 to 10, you can have 45 minutes of formal sitting and walking or lying down, followed by 15 minutes of daily mindfulness training via standing, contemplation, bowing, etc. As before. So, do you have any question regarding the cultivation, this awareness-based meditation? If you have, you better ask, so that you really have the understanding when you do it. Otherwise, you cannot get it right. Like I always say, meditation needs to be done with understanding. If you do not understand what you are doing in the name of meditation, then you are wasting your time. Means you are gullible, you just listen to instruction. People ask you to note here, note there, do this, do that, you just do, thinking that by noting and doing all these so-called method techniques or meditative is following the meditative instruction, then you are doing meditation. Some even more gullible, they say, they tell you certain technique. If you do that, that is vipassana. Then if you do the other one, which is anapanasati, done by the Buddha, they say that one is samatha. So you are gullible, you listen to all this, you become very confused. Yeah. So find out yourself, what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So basic understanding is in Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23 on heedfulness. So if you do not train yourself to be heedful, you cannot start the meditation. Yeah? He make it very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So all meditations start with understanding what is heedfulness. Then the definition of heedfulness is Dhammapada verse 23. The ever mindful, constantly meditative and steadfast one, they will realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. So that is a confirmation. You have that, you will realize enlightenment in the here and the now. Definitely, that is heedfulness. Otherwise, the Appamada verse won't be structured in such a manner. Then after that, the fourth noble truth very clearly state that if you want to be free from all suffering, you have to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. So what do you use to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path? the heedfulness and the sadhana are ever mindful, constantly meditative. Constantly meditative is constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path, so that you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factor. So it's not just sitting and hoping to experience some fantastic meditative mind state, thinking that you equate that to enlightenment. So you can easily investigate and inquire after that fantastic meditation or mind state, are you transformed? Do you understand life? Do you know how to live life? Do you have the noble qualities of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha? Of right, good conduct, upright conduct, then wise conduct, dutiful conduct. Then do you have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path factors? All this you don't have. Just because you are gullible, people say, oh, you do this one, this method, this technique, this type of meditation, then you will experience all this fantastic mind state. Then this is equivalent to what? Enlightenment here and now. Then sometimes they say you first jnana, second jnana, third jnana. So all this, you have to investigate and find out. Don't be gullible. Like the Buddha always said, the only thing that frees your mind is not the fantastic meditation, it's the wisdom. Can you insight in the phenomena? Can you awaken to the universal characteristic? Can you see things as they are? These are real understanding. So when you understand all this, you train yourself, you develop the meditation with understanding, you progress very fast. You won't become gullible and get stuck here and there doing all the funny meditation. Funny means to those who understand, they say you are wasting your time. You remember Bodhidharma? What did he told the monk? Sing Wei Ken Pen. If you cannot understand mind, means the five clear form and mind and the two types of mind, how can you start? You are wasting your time. He said, you are like polishing the glassware, hoping for it to become a mirror. That's why the Nordic monk, they laugh at Bodhidharma. Where he purposely used the glassware and rub it against the table surface. Then they say, what are you doing? He said, I'm polishing the glassware to make it into a mirror. Everybody laugh at him. They say, how can it become a mirror? He said, likewise, what are you all doing? You think you are meditating? You think you can become enlightened? That is what you all are doing. That's why I cannot talk. That's why I use this to grind. Because they had this type of tradition, they all decide to go in for the one day or whatever, cannot talk, no word silent. Then all of them, I think four of them or what, together with Bodhidharma, four or five, they said. Then after a while, I think a few of the monks, they already like restless already, cannot settle down already. Because they don't know how to settle their mind, they don't know how to develop the inner awareness, they don't understand the basic behind meditation. So without all this understanding, one of the monks, when he heard the wind, then he panicked, so he shrieked. Then the other monk said, you make noise, you disqualify. Then the third one said, you also make noise, also disqualified. Then after that, the third one also made the same mistake. Then Bodhidharma didn't make noise. He take the glassware out, he rub against the table. See? Wise man. Then after that, they ask him, what are you doing? Then he said, since you all talk already, now I can talk. And then he explained to him. He said, I'm grinding this glassware to make it into a mirror. They laugh at him. Then after that, Bodhidharma said, why do you laugh? He said, it's impossible for the glassware to become a mirror. He said, likewise, I do this is to let you understand that what you are doing, you think is meditation, and you think you can become enlightened. You are actually doing what I show you, rubbing the glassware and hoping it to become a mirror. Yes? You think the thought-based meditation, without understanding you do, can make you enlightened. Not by, don't talk. You understand the difference between noble silence and don't talk. You see in the meditation places, retreat places, they got this finger put against your lip. What does it mean? They always tell you it's a noble silence. But that one is not noble silence, that one is don't talk. Understand? So they say, cannot talk. So everybody don't talk. But inside your mind, is chattering, understand not? Verbalizing, restless with all the hindrances inside. That is not meditation, understand? Noble silence means complete silence. Not only you don't verbalize, you don't chatter, activity inside your mind also completely still. How can you have that state? Awareness-based meditation, when you're aware, there is no thought. That's why it's a free mind aware in that state. And that is noble silence. Not only outwardly, verbally silent. The mind inside also silent, means stillness. No chattering, no verbalizing, no activity of mind state to create thinking, heedless thinking. That distract you and draw you away from your senses and other things. So this is what meditation is all about. Understand, do, then you progress very fast. Okay? So now I think it's about time. Exactly 1 more minute to 9. So now I will set the alarm. 30 minutes. Sorry. 60 minutes. 1 hour. So you can have your 45 minutes of formal meditation. Formal means you're either in a formal lying down posture, or sitting posture, or standing posture, whatever, formal. Then after that, you can have 15 minutes of reflection, contemplation, mindful, relaxed walking, up to you. So to do all this, you can either choose the area where you are able to do it. You can do walking here, walking there, or along the corridor or downstairs. Even the kitchen, you can go up the hill there to do the reflection later. But formal meditation, stay in the meditation hall. Okay? We're off the line now.